ABC Radio Australia.
Vanuatu's government says it's in the final stages of negotiating job conditions for 170 of its seasonal workers to travel to Australia to pick mangoes in the Northern Territory and, if successful, pave the way for more Pacific workers to follow. The ABC understands that details of the Vanuatu deal are to be announced today by the Australian government. No Pacific seasonal workers have travelled to Australia since the closure of international borders in March, but there have been growing calls to let foreign workers in over fears that fruit will rot on trees otherwise. Vanuatu's Labor Commissioner, Muriel Meltonoven, says talks have been held up over health and safety conditions for workers. She spoke to Pacific Beat reporter Evan Wasuka about the pilot project and says she's confident negotiations will soon be settled and that Vanuatu citizens could be at work on Northern Territory farms by next month.
The welfare of our citizens will remain the paramount priority of the Department of Labor to make sure that our workers who are traveling to Australia will remain safe during their tenure of employment. And also we are working very closely with our High Commission in Canberra to make sure that all those welfare issues such as accommodation, transport, pastoral care and other issues are faced by the current seasonal workers in Australia must not happen with our workers who are going to be selected for this particular pilot project. So we want to reiterate that the duty of keeping our citizens safe will remain our most important priority, and I believe is the same for the Australian government.
How many workers will you be sending over, and has the recruitment process started in finding the workers that you'll be sending over to Northern Territory?
According to information we received from DFAT, a number of 170 will be allocated to work in that mango farm. We are still under the negotiation process. The recruitment process hasn't started yet, but once we finalize every negotiations with the developing partners such as DFAT, I must also say that this opportunity is unique because this opportunity has been given to Vanuatu government in a very critical and very special time. And we want to make sure that the welfare of our citizens in terms of accommodation, transportation, hourly rate, pastoral care, working conditions must all be addressed in the negotiation stage before our workers depart to Australia.
What measures are being put in place or being talked about to make sure that workers are safe and healthy and are not affected by COVID-19?
In that particular territory of Australia, we understand it is a COVID-free territory. The Northern Territory is still COVID-free. What information we get from the DFAT is for the workers to, once they're traveling to Australia, they will go on a 14-day quarantine. After the 14 days quarantine, then they can engage in the farms to pick mango. From the Vanuatu government perspective, we want to make sure that in the selection process, we will ensure the best worker is selected to be part of the program, meaning that the worker whose health is okay, the worker must be a physically fit person to be part of the programs.
One of the issues that has come up is this period of quarantine. Who will pay for the quarantine period? Is it the government? Is it the seasonal worker? Or is it the company? Has that been discussed and settled on?
Those issues will be part of our negotiation arrangement with the Australian government. And the quarantine, accommodation, transport, pastoral care will all be part of our negotiation arrangements. And once we finalize everything, we can then confirm to you who is going to be responsible for the quarantine, 14 days quarantine of our seasonal workers once they arrive in the Northern Territory for the employment opportunity.
Is it a bit of a relief that the door might be opening back to seasonal workers after it's been closed for the past 5 months or so?
Yes, this will be regarded as a greener pasture and a relief to our stranded seasonal worker in Vanuatu. But we have to be cautious and we have to be mindful that the lives of how people are important as well. So we want to make sure that the arrangements of the travel from Vanuatu to Australia is carefully undertaken. And it will be a responsibility for both government to ensure that the welfare of our workers are observed and must comply with all the protocols in place and must be in line with the current restrictions on border control issues. Yeah.
Once the negotiations are finalized, how long do you think it will take before Vanuatu workers can get to Northern Territory, and will they be there in time for the mango season?
We are looking for this month, the month of August, for our workers to travel to Northern Territory. Given that the Australian government is not officially announcing the program as yet, we are working very hard to make sure that all those welfare issues and the current issues with our SWP workers are sorted out prior to release our workers. But for this particular pilot project, we are looking towards probably end of this month or beginning of next month to allow our workers to travel to Australia once everything is finalized.